studio, director of the Department of Marine and Wildlife Resources, good friend of ours, Taltasi Archie Soliai, is also in studio with us. Good morning, director. How you doing,
Good morning, John. I'm happy to be here. Thank God for a beautiful day and a new life this morning that he's given us.
Amen. Yeah, we appreciate you saying that. And with that, we have some exciting new developments here for American Samoa as it relates to marine wildlife resources. So wanted to just get you in studio here, director, and you can sort of walk us through what is coming up for American Samoa.
Yeah, thanks, John. So I'm just here this morning to remind the community about the CARES Act. Second round of CARES Act applications is in process. We made the announcements just a short few weeks ago. But the deadline is coming up very soon, and I wanted to come out and just remind the community about this opportunity for fishery participants. Now, I know there's been a lot of talk and chatter in the community about the first round of the CARES Act and a lot of people that were not eligible. And unfortunately, that first round has closed. But we're happy to announce that, you know, the second round is available for those that were found ineligible to apply for the first round. You're more than welcome to come out and apply for the second round.
So if they didn't get it then on the first round, I'm glad you mentioned that, because every time we talk about that, we just have a litany of commenters that are going, hey, what happened to the first round? So if they didn't get it on the first round, the reason was they were ineligible for one reason or another?
Yeah, the main reason is they didn't satisfy the requirements. There are certain criteria to be met. And, you know, they didn't fulfill that. And one of the examples that based on the act itself for the commercial applicants, they needed to fulfill or show that their revenue loss was 35% or greater. A lot of the commercial applicants didn't fulfill that requirement. And that's based on a five-year average. So it's between 2015 and 2019 are the years that you take the averages from and compare it to your revenue earned in 2020. For the subsistence fishermen, which was the bulk of, you know, all the applicants, and I got to tell you, John, there were thousands of applicants that were submitted. And this was in 2020. This was, you know, before this administration was in office.
Yeah, this is the tail end of Lolo, right. I believe. Yeah.
So there were thousands of applicants that applied. And the funny thing about it is, you know, DMWR has a survey team that goes out every single day, 6 days a week. They're out combing the shorelines, getting data. And, you know, they're interacting with the fishermen and those that are utilizing the resources. And honestly, we do not have 1,000 fishermen. We don't have thousands of fishermen. We're lucky to have 400 fishermen. Based on the data that DMW has for all these years. So
you had somebody that was like, I fished once last year, so therefore I am a fisherman?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. As far when you say subsistence, these are people that are full-time, they eat what they catch, and they day-to-day kind of, you know, like back in the day, right?
Yeah, so the definition of subsistence fisherman is somebody that substantially fishes to feed their family. Right, or for traditional purposes. That's the definition of subsistence. So if you're out, you know, recreational, you know, just casting, you know, once.
Will Sword took me out on his boat once back in 2019, that doesn't make me a subsistence fisherman.
Once in 2019, then probably not.
Okay,
but you're going to meet that definition, and some of the other, you know, the when you turn in your applications, you're interviewed by the team there, and. You know, a lot of people didn't really know how to answer those questions. And, you know, one of the, I'll give you an example. Tell me about what types of fishing that you do. Oh, I just cast my rod and reel on the shoreline. Okay, what kind of fish do you catch? And the response most of the time is, I catch every fish. Right? Not every fish you can catch by a rod and reel. And they were trying to pursue, and most of the conversations were in Samoan, you know, what sort of fish, we need to know what sort of fish. And the response would be, oh, I catch the redfish, bluefish, greenfish. You know, if you're a fisherman, you know what you're catching. You know what you're aiming to catch. And even some of the responses were, like for a parrotfish, right, just an example. And parrotfish aren't attracted by the lures and the baits. You know, they eat coral, just as an example. You know, there's been a lot of complaints about the notarized statements, that DMWR should refund the notarized notary fee. But that fee doesn't come to DMWR. That goes to the notary. So whichever notary is notarizing the statements, you know, that fee goes to them. So unfortunately, we can't. That's one of the conditions for applying, is that you need a notarized statement. And if you don't qualify, it's because of, you know, several of those reasons, you know, not meeting the criteria.
Did you tell them, though, if they did or did not? Like, how would you find out back in 2020? Not to beat a dead horse. I know we're talking about a new round. But the first round, just because you had a number of people asking. If they did apply, would you send them a letter? Or how did they know if they qualified or did not qualify?
I think we've gone on, issued press releases over the last year and a half just to notify the community. Again, like I said, there were thousands of applicants that applied, and we've taken a lot of we've learned a lot since that first round, and I think we've improved on it for this second round of CARES Act. I think we're more in the community, talking to the fishermen, sharing the information with everyone. Again, like we said in the release that was sent out, you can get a copy of the spend plan either emailing our office directly at marineandwildliferesources@gmail.com, or you can go to the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission and get the spend plan and application from there. And their website is psmfc.org. And those are the partners. Again, this is a funding. It comes from the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021. And the total amount of money that we, American Samoa, is eligible for is $2,953,444.16. Now that allocation is based on several criteria that's in the spend plan. So we've got several categories of the commercial sector. And I highly encourage people to go to the to that website and take a look at the spend plan and make sure that they, can satisfy the requirements.
Yeah, you mentioned another one is you got to show 35% of revenue lost, right?
Right.
35%. So you have a calculator there, and it's a 5-year. You average out 5 years, and then you determine your average revenue based off of that, and then it's got a little formula. So yeah, I'm looking at this thing that Archie or Teltossi here is talking about, and it's very, very comprehensive. So, you know, before you go through the rigmarole and want to go out and spend money and get something notarized, you can say, hey, this does apply to me. Okay, I'm eligible. Or, you know, maybe I'll sit this one out. I don't qualify.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's not anything that DMWR is imposing. That's in the act itself. That 35% revenue loss is in the act itself. So there's no way around it.
That's a federal thing then.
That's a federal thing. And that's in the Congressional Act.
So you'd be breaking the law then if you circumvented that, huh?
Yeah, we were asked last year if we could, do some waivers on that, and that through other channels, not through my office, it got escalated all the way to NOAA headquarters, and the response that we got is, unfortunately, there's no way to waive that because that's in the act. You know, Congress would have to amend the Appropriations Act. Yeah,
good luck with that.
that's never going to happen.
Right. Okay. But hey, you got $2+ million again for round two of the CARES Act, by the way, is the Consolidated Appropriation Act of 2021, and it's issued to American Samoa. But the language says for eligible fishery participants. So by the way you explained it, Teltossi, tons of applicants, thousands, even though if you've ever driven by a coastline, we don't have 1,000 fishermen. maybe 1,000 people have gone fishing in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So eligible fishermen and the requirements is to determine whether or not you are eligible are broken down in this this press release, huh?
Yeah, and I've got to stress that the period of eligibility is from January 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2021. That's the period of eligibility. So if you fish, in 2019 and you haven't fished substantially, if you're applying for a subsistence category in 2021, then, I mean, you be the judge, right? And you ask yourself if you really qualify. Now, just a few more points, John. I know we're limited on time. On the subsistence fishermen, criteria is you need to be at least 18 years old and a legal resident. You got to provide proof of residency, a notarized personal statement, the self-certification and assurance form is a requirement, as well as a signed W-9 form and a completed application that you could get from our office or get it online by emailing. And one of the other caveats in that is that only one application per household will be accepted. So you have if you have
so if you got 8 kids, you can't be having all your kids turn into fishermen.
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. If you have more than 3 families living on your household, you're only eligible for one application per household.
I got
you. And you can only apply for one category. So if you're a commercial applicant, you can't say, well, I'm a commercial fisherman and I also am subsistence, right? You can only apply for one.
Now, while we're kind of talking about a bunch of criteria here, is there a place that you can direct people to, maybe a Facebook page or something like that, that has all this information that they can download, read for themselves?
Yeah, I encourage you to either go to the psmfc.org, excuse me, DMWR does have a Facebook page, Department of Marine and Wildlife Resources. You can access it there. Or you can email us, marineandwildliferesources@gmail.com.
And do you have an application deadline that is worth mentioning?
Yeah, so great question. The application deadline is August 2nd. August 2nd, that's coming up in a few weeks, I believe. And, you know, that's the deadline. We've encouraged folks in Manoa also to participate. They're eligible for this. And we've got some staff members that are going over to Manoa next week to compile all the applications and receive all the applications for the folks that are there as well. So we're making sure that all the islands are included in this second round, and making sure that people are aware of what their opportunities are. Okay, so again, I want to stress that based on the Appropriations Act, all the money are subject to be audited, right? So if you're commercial or if you're subsistence, you have to keep your records for up until October 2026. It's in the application. October 2026 is when you're required to keep your records, just in case you get audited, right? But especially for the commercial, October 31st, 2026. Yeah, you're subject to federal funding, federal audits, sorry.
Since it's federal funding, huh?
Since it's federal funding, right.
I see. Okay, well, yeah, don't want to be messing around with the IRS. Okay, Tautasi, thank you so much. So $2 million coming into the economy by way of the CARES Act for DMWR, and as we are kind of got a looming recession happening in the mainland and will likely trickle down here, every little bit helps.
Yeah, just one more thing. If you are found eligible, right, and if you're approved to receive any funding, the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission will send you the check directly via the post office box that you put in your application.
So none don't show up at your office?
Yeah, none of this money is coming to DMWR or to ASG. It's going to go directly to...
It's not
to,
like the tax office then, huh?
Directly to... Yeah, right.
Okay.
It's going directly to the approved applicant.
Well, listen, man, I wanted to thank you for coming on because... If you, anytime we've, I just follow our Talanay comments and Facebook comments, and it's, you look at the way the first round of the CARES Act came out, and it would seem like these commenters would have me believe the DMWR just took all the money and used it at DDW or something. And that's not what happened. It was, it's like anything else. You know, sometimes you're eligible for aid and other times you don't meet the requirements. And since it's federally funded, you've got a bunch of people, auditors, if you will, that look at that stuff and say, okay, this person is being truthful, or this person went fishing once back in 2015 on a charter boat. He's not a fisherman. He's not eligible.
Right, exactly. And I think that's a lot of that misconception probably arose from, some improvements that should have been done, in the past. And I think hopefully we're doing a better job at it this year to be more transparent.
Growing pains. It's like anything else. The more you do it, the better, you learn from it. And
growing pains. So, you know, for the commercial applicants, you know, the categories that are breaking down and funding by allocation are, you know, seafood processor, if you're a seafood processor, fishing business, or you're either a longliner or an Aaliyah commercial fisherman. Now, just because you sell your fish doesn't make you a commercial fisherman. You need to be a registered commercial fisherman with DMWR. So a lot of people may sell their catch, you know, but they don't have a license, and that's illegal. You can't sell your fish unless you're commercially
And you can't do that without DMWR's approval, is that right?
Right. We give you a license.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we give you a license. So it's different like a driver's license.
Okay. I got you.
Fish dealer, there's a category for marine gear and vessel suppliers as well. Marine bait and tackle. So for the marine gear and vessel suppliers and bait and tackle shops, you need to show that at least 2/3 of your revenue is from fishery-related activities. So if you're an ice cream shop and you also sell fish and tackle, right, you have to show that, you know, 2/3 of your revenue is from the fish and tackle sales. So charter fishing is also a category, and those are the commercial ones. And then you have your subsistence. I think subsistence category is where the bulk of the we anticipate the bulk of the applicants will come from.
All right. Well, appreciate you talking. Is there anybody at DMWR that we could, like, call and ask for that could be just kind of, you know, before we spend all this time doing the application?
Yeah.
You're good, or maybe no.
Yeah, I've got our POC is Alf Island, so I'd suggest Maria.
Valfanua.
Sorry, Maria. Valfanua is our POC at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
She'll be able to address any questions that you have.
All right. And just check out the Facebook page, and good luck. Don't forget, deadline approaching soon. And this is Taltasi Archisolia, Director of the Department of Marine and Wildlife Resources. Always good to see you, man. Thanks for setting
us up. Thanks for having me. Good to see you, Johnson.
You got it. And of course, go Cowboys.